WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The intersection of Kane Road and Welburn Road was closed for several hours last night after a man was hit by a train. According to College Station police, the 50-year-old man was taken to a local hospital where he died. Police are still investigating, but believe the incident, which occurred around 9:30, was an accident. Texas A&M has returned as a member of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency. This comes a year and a half after the university pulled out and terminated the lease the RVP had for office space on West Campus. A&M has also increased its financial participation, which was $16,000, to $350,000, the same as the cities of Bryan and College Station and Brazos County. The RVP's board will add two representatives from A&M. One is the new Vice President of Economic Development. Andrew Morris is also Dean of A&M's New School of Innovation. Joining Dr. Morris is Associate Vice President for External Affairs, Chad Wooten. College Station City Councilman Jerome Rectorick found out quickly not to mess with the community's Christmas in the Park display. Julie Schultz and James Benham put the brakes on any thought of saving money by changing what happens at Central Park during the holidays.
I can't support any future agenda item that would involve watching.
We got yelled at over that. We already went down part of what you're saying.
Rectorick quickly shifted gears.
May I modify this and say, then find some big wow that would tie into this?
Sure.
And it might be, part of it might be Santa's Wonderland.
That's
sure.
Fine.
But it might be other things too.
Right.
I don't know what those are.
Rectorick received support to investigate what else can be done to increase College Station sales tax and hotel occupancy tax revenue. A College Station woman is in jail after she was arrested on a charge of stabbing her nephew in her apartment.
According to the arrest report from College Station police, 43-year-old Melinda Holmes said she used a folding knife with a 3-inch blade in self-defense. Investigating officers believe Holmes' story is not consistent with the wounds received by the man, which included cuts to his neck and right bicep. The arrest report made no reference to medical treatment being given or requested. Holmes and the man had been arguing after she told him to move out, but he could not pack all of his property at once. Bryan police report a woman driving a 29 active suspensions on her license was arrested after she was stopped because her car had a brake light that didn't work. 33-year-old Marjorie Zarate is out of jail on bond following her arrest for driving without a license with prior convictions. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Grimes County has a new district attorney. Governor Abbott has appointed Andrea Bender, who served 15 years as Grimes County's first assistant DA. Most recently, she's been an assistant prosecutor in Walker County. And if you attended Saturday's Aggie football game, you may have been caught off guard about the different route the Corps of Cadets marched to Kyle Field. Commandant Joe Ramirez says it was the first time they went to West Campus, where thousands gathered to tailgate.
We've been trying to do that for a while. We finally got the logistics work out with transportation, so we're going to march the Corps out to West Campus.
General Ramirez says before the Aggies' last home game on Veterans Day, the cadets will do a special review on Simpson Drill Field to honor veterans. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 48 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jackie Voss, Allstate Insurance, Jason Bianski, BCR Realtor, Fast Signs, Kelly Burt Dozer, Intech Pest Management, Service Insurance Group, Citizen State Bank, Glockson Family Partnership, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Strata Auto Repair, Reedfield Meats and Deli, Prosperity Bank, and Burnside Services, Inc.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Howdy, this is Roy Hickman, and on behalf of the Bush School's Mosbacher Institute, let me invite you to this year's McLean Leadership and Business Awards Ceremony, honoring John Now III, Chairman and CEO of Silver Eagle Distributors, the nation's largest distributor for Anheuser-Busch. He is also chair of the Texas Historical Commission. Join us at the Bush Presidential Library and Museum on Monday, November the 6th, with a reception at 5 p.m., lecture at 5:30. The event is free, but seating is limited, so reservations are strongly recommended and may be made by calling 845-1927. You don't want to miss this exciting event. I'll be there and hope to see you.
Help! County. I'm Linda Harvell, and I'm running for re-election to the College Station City Council, and I would appreciate your vote. As a sole proprietor of a small business, the Texas Trading Post, I understand the importance of creating a business-friendly environment in College Station. I will continue to work diligently for well-planned, balanced, and sustainable growth while supporting neighborhood integrity and our quality of life. Please vote to re-elect me, Linda Harvell, for College Station City Council. For more, go to VoteLinda.org.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign, Ben White Treasurer.
Hey, good morning. It's 610, Aransas Valley weather. Brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
Weather pattern will remain an active one. We've got another cold front dropping southward through the plains that's headed our way with much cooler weather. For today, lots of sunshine. We should reach 70 to 75 this afternoon. Clouds on the increase tonight. Breezy lows will be 45 to 50. Cloudy tomorrow. There's the chance of showers during the afternoon, turning cooler 55 to 60. Showers end Wednesday, high 70 to 75 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, an instant classic last night down in Houston.
And Alex lines this in the left center field. That's a base hit. Fisher around third and coming home. Ether up with the baseball. They're throwing it up late. Not in time. Astros win.
13-12 in the bottom of the 10th. The lead changed hands eight times last night between the Astros and the L.A. Dodgers, but Houston came out on top 13-12. And, oh, by the way, it also gives the Astros a 3-2 series lead heading back to L.A. So we'll break down more of that matchup. Hear a little bit from Alex Bregman, the game-winning hit. I guess we have to talk about the Aggies' loss. I really don't want to, but we'll go ahead and talk about it some. Hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin following that rough loss to Mississippi State, as well as the NFL yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
You know, it doesn't really matter what's going on anyplace else based on what your team does. I mean, if your happiness is based on what your team does, then you don't see the weirdness that's going on out there. I mean, just in the Southeast Conference, I mean, this McElwain dude.
Yes.
I don't know what that's all about.
So what the deal was, it's not based on results, I don't think. He had come out and basically said that both he and his players – were receiving death threats.
Right.
And that seems to at least been fabricated. There haven't been any recent ones.
Right.
I mean, there hasn't been any evidence of it.
Yeah. Something like maybe in the past something like that might have happened, but yeah, what? When asked for proof, he goes, I'll get back at you.
Right. Yeah. And so that's not a good look for the university, obviously, and its fan base. And so
then they get pummeled.
Right.
And then Georgia hands
them right. And the fact that they're losing bad, is one thing. But, you know, this guy has been there 3 years, well, 2.5, I guess.
Yeah.
And has won two Eastern Division championships.
Finished
with in the top 25 the past 2 years.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see who they go and get. Florida's a big program.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. I like Brett Bielema. Mm-hmm.
I like Brett. He adds a little levity, I guess.
Well,
was it
last year being Brett Bielema was on some network on TV?
I watched
about four episodes of that. I'm thinking, how fun was that?
With the wife that he met.
Yeah.
I think she was a blackjack dealer in Vegas
or something like that. And of course, I believe he is the first father. You know, first coach to become a new dad
during a season.
Wiley's a head coach.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you hate, of course he's at Arkansas. I mean, who would replace him? But did you see the end of that game?
I didn't see it.
Okay, they're playing Ole Miss.
Yeah, just saw the results.
Right. And well, what happens is there's 4 seconds left,
mm-hmm.
and so the Ole Miss coach has three timeouts. So he's gonna ice the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
So he calls the timeout just as they're about to line up and kick. Well, the Arkansas snapper goes ahead and snaps it. The guy kicks it, and it's good. But, of course, it's a timeout. Then they had a second timeout. They do it again. And then, foolishly, he had three timeouts. He used all three of them. The guy got three practice kicks on the field.
So he wasn't really icing him.
Exactly.
It was more of
I heard about that.
Now, I don't know how that works. I mean,
you can't stop it.
Unless
it's a penalty that I don't know about.
Well, there's not. And I suppose that they said, well, look, he's going to call a timeout. Just go ahead and do a practice kick. So the kid gets three practice kicks, and of course he kicks the field goal.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking they're
And especially once you're out of timeouts, he knows you can't call another one, so he's not even thinking about it.
That's
he knows it has to go in this time.
And you know, Brett Bielema has been awfully tough on his kickers this year.
Yeah, he has. He has not liked him. Anyway, bottom line is, of course, you're at Ole Miss, you're in the Grove, you're probably buzzed anyway, so you don't care. It doesn't matter. It's Ole Miss football. All right, so a professional New Zealand soccer player kicked out of the game after he peed beside his goal during a match.
When you got to go, you got to go.
He got red carded for that.
Really?
Yeah. And then, of course, when asked about it.
And now has to register as a sex offender.
Yeah. He got red carded because he didn't ask permission to stop the game.
Oh.
It wasn't because he did that. Look, it's New Zealand, right?
Info.
Nation.
Where they have more sheep than people,
right?
Okay, so maybe they have different soccer rules over there. But
maybe he's freaked out by the toilets because they flush backwards.
It could be that. I never thought about that. I think that's a wild
tale. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Until you see it.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis, and I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Rhonda Watson with Brazos Hospice, BetaMed, about their recliners and audible hearing, you guessed it, hearing aids. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Reading helps children discover the world around them. Helping a child develop the literacy skills they need for success in life is one of the greatest gifts you can give. Read with a child early and often, opening their window to the world.
Howdy, I'm Congressman Bill Flores. Teaching children to read at an early age can make a big difference in their future success. Help open a child's window to the world.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. It's the 30th. It's Monday. It's day 303. We got 62 to go. And it's National Candy Corn Day.
Ugh.
I mean, we talk about it enough. And then, I mean, it's smart for them. It's smart for them to, because if you did it on Halloween, it might get lost in all the.
And all the other good candy.
Right. Celebration that is.
Mm-hmm.
It says here in the late 1800s, George Reniger of the Wonderly Candy Company created his colorful confection. Says nothing about it being tasty. But yeah, just colorful. To celebrate the beauty of corn and the deep autumnal colors. During that time, well, these are people up in that part of the world. Here, we don't understand it. In Texas, during that time when the leaves change colors. The bright colors and the candles of that time gave him, quote, visceral joy. That's what it says.
Visceral joy.
Yeah. Okay. Wasn't obvious, but one of the best ways to celebrate National Candy Corn Day is actually by eating candy corn.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Just soon not. It's okay.
Yeah,
I'll
pass.
If you want to, that's fine. And I guess, have we had an Oreo, candy corn Oreo? I mean, I don't know if that's happened
I want to say
not.
That they've done, like, the inside colored like a candy corn.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it tasted like candy corn, but maybe.
Got to do the different flavors.
Now, think about this and see if this puts your teeth on edge.
Mm.
There's even candy corn fudge out there.
Ooh.
Layered in three colors of candy corn and mimicking the flavor of the delicious treat.
Ooh.
I don't think so.
No, thanks.
I don't
want to
go there. All right, let me see what else we're celebrating today. Also, it is, it's Mischief Night tonight.
Ooh.
All right. It's Pumpkin Bread Day.
Okay. All right. I like pumpkin bread.
Haunted Refrigerator Night is tonight. Apparently an opportunity for you to go in and, well, find all those things that may be science projects in your refrigerator.
Oh, true.
We have it here every once in a while, too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
and we do have some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. We got Janelle Parrish is turning 29. She plays Mona on Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got that going for us, which is nice. Ivanka Trump is turning 36 today.
Hey.
The
All
first
right.
lady of the United States.
That's right. What? No, that's Donald Duck.
No, she might as well be the first lady.
Oh, okay.
Remember? Right. Did y'all not remember? Oh, well.
No, that was his
ex-wife. Oh, that was Melania. That was Melania in the
There's
the
so many of those Trumpettes out there.
Let's admit it, though. Ivanka pretty much runs things.
Okay.
Sarah Carter is turning 37, plays Maggie on Falling Skies. Mm-hmm. Matthew Morrison, 39. Will Schuster on Glee.
Oh, yeah, the coach teacher guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Not coach, the choir coach.
The choir coach. Was also in the Band of Brothers.
Oh.
Nia Long, turning 47, mm-hmm. plays Shay Mosley on NCIS Los Angeles.
Okay. Okay.
Was also Will's girlfriend Lisa on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Gavin Rossdale is turning 52, lead singer of Bush. Of course,
sure.
He was married to Gwen Stefani for quite some time.
Oh, yeah.
But no longer. She is now Blake's lady. Kevin Pollak is turning 60.
Wow.
Now, you've, of course, seen him in lots of movies.
Yes.
He's never been the main guy.
Nope.
A fantastic impersonator,
yes.
by the way.
Yeah.
He does some great impersonations and is a pretty funny guy as well. T. Graham Brown, 63, country singer. His biggest hit was Darlene back in 1988. Mm. Harry Hamlin, turning 66.
Oh, married to Lisa Rinner.
Yeah, there you go. Of course, mm-hmm. Dancing with the Stars, L.A. Law.
And Mad Men. Right? Didn't he do
Mad Men? Yeah, he was in Mad Men, too.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, he was in Mad Men.
That was one of his more recent projects.
Yeah.
The Fonz is turning 72 today, Henry Winkler.
Once again, graduate of Yale Drama School.
Yeah.
Yale.
And kind of a nerd in real life, it seems like.
Yeah, I think so.
But the fact that he was Arthur Fonzarelli, it's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Stays with him.
Otis Williams is turning 76 today, Temptations. So, Otis Williams turning 76 today.
Smokey Robinson wrote that song, by the way.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
And Grace Slick is turning 78 today. Jefferson Airplane.
Wow.
Probably one of the greatest psychedelic songs ever.
Wow, listen to you. You're way too young to know that. Very nice.
I've got the internet, Scott.
I was going to say, he just Googles.
That's right, yeah.
Whatever. Grace Slick at Woodstock, obviously, was pretty cool. But Jefferson Airplane, also Jefferson Starship, that kind of stuff. Turning 78 today. That's all I got.
There you go, 622.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We have the Clintons lying, all of them, the Clinton team lying to the American people about their involvement. What we're learning now is everything we suspected, and the difference between the phony Trump-Russia collusion story and the Clinton-Russian collusion story is we have all of the incontrovertible, overwhelming amount of evidence here. I know there's more to come. I told you last night at 9 o'clock I'd have big news. We did. And there's going to be even more evidence in the days to come of deception, of lies, corruption, of blackmail, bribery, extortion. It's all going to come out. It's all coming out as we speak. I can't even tell you what I'll know by 9 o'clock tonight. That's how fast this thing is breaking.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, business travel is a game of wins and losses. A reclining seat in front of you, that's a loss. Buying your business trip at Upside.com, well, that's not just a win, it's a triple win because Upside.com has the absolute best available prices for flights, hotels, and rental cars. Win number two is how Upside rewards you with a gift card to places like Amazon.com every single time you buy a business trip. And the third win is the amazing six-star treatment that you get from Upside's navigators, their customer service specialists. Now, navigators are instantly accessible 24/7 when you go to Upside.com and use their app, even reaching out so you can avoid a problem before it happens. Go to Upside.com, use the promo code Hannity, and you'll get a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com. That's promo code Hannity for a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com just for buying your next business trip at Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip.
Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Mark your calendars. The Brazos Valley Cares Run or Ruck, a 5K and 1 mile kids race through Veterans Park, will be held Sunday, November 12th. This family-friendly event is a fundraiser for Brazos Valley Cares, whose mission is to support the brave servicemen and women and their families living in the Brazos Valley. The race will begin at 10 a.m. and finish around 1 p.m. The registration fee is 30 $3 for adults and $15 for kids, and includes a runner's bag, t-shirt, and food from J. Cody's. If you don't want to participate in the race, you're still invited to come out and support our local veterans and enjoy the activities. Go to info@brazosvalleycares.org for additional details.
I'm Bob Brick, candidate for College Station City Council, Place 1. College Station is a great city. Its mission statement is to maintain the quality of life for our citizens. I'm running for the council because I want to honor that mission by fully funding core services, including police, fire, and transportation infrastructure to support the growth we're experiencing, by encouraging smart, sustainable growth, and by making our neighborhoods safe and secure. I ask for your support. I'm Bob Brick for College Station City Council. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Brick Campaign. Don Hellriegel, Treasurer.
Good morning, 625, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So I guess this is what happened around this time of year. Terrified passengers on a train in Germany alerted police after spotting a fellow rider lifeless and covered in blood.
Whoa.
The victim, if you will, turned out to be a heavily inebriated man following a Halloween party.
Oh, okay.
He had dressed up as a murder victim.
So after the game on Saturday, I had a little bit of time and some friends were in town. So we happened to go to some establishment afterwards. And there were lots of people dressed up, kind of blood and gore.
Is that type right? Thing.
But the makeup would have to take forever.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And there was one guy who had like his mouth was partially closed from from the makeup and stuff.
Okay.
And I'm like, how can you can't enjoy a good beer like that?
Straw. Yeah, you gotta have something you can drink through a straw.
Suck your Budweiser through a straw.
Straw does make a difference. Don't know that. I guess I saw maybe a few at the football game that they showed on TV. Of course, you know, you can't tell necessarily.
Yeah, somebody was dressed like a creepy clown.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. That was, pretty dramatic.
I was going to say, I think I saw a Waldo, but there's always one at every game, and not really just for Halloween.
A guy who used to work here, he was a board op for The Zone. He now lives in Austin, but he came back he's an Aggie, came back to the game, and the guy in front of him was wearing a banana suit.
Oh.
And he took a picture and posted it on Twitter, and all you could see was, you know, from the 20 to the end zone on one side, 20 to the end zone on the other side, and then just a big banana suit.
Great.
In front of him, just
thanks
the whole time.
Thanks for standing, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Thanks for standing. I might have missed some of the game. I saw Mario and the, what are his little helpers called? I don't know.
Luigi?
Yeah.
His brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not his helper.
I don't know. I've never played the game. I got no idea.
They're plumbers.
Right. Yeah. That's it. What's the temperature now?
I've got 48.
Okay, and it's going to be 80 today.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy.
I know.
And then Rob says that we got a cold front coming, but, you know, I'm looking at the temperatures for the rest of the week, and we're going to be in the 80s almost.
We've got rain coming tomorrow.
Yeah, I see that. 40% and 80% on Tuesday night.
Yep.
As long as it rains at night, it doesn't matter, but still.
True.
And we could use it. I mean, quite honestly, the farmers say that we can. All right, so let's have a look at the weather while we're doing that. It's 627. Weather's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Yeah, cat's out of the bag. Okay, so you got to have a cold weekend. That's fine. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10 today in the sunny skies and a high temperature of about 79 degrees. Slight chance of showers tonight at 66. Only make 70 tomorrow, and the winds do shift around to the north. But we got a 40% chance of rain then. We're going to up to 80% on Tuesday night, 60% hanging around on Wednesday. And then we're back at it on Thursday, 85 or so, and Friday looking at 84. And probably over the weekend, about the same thing. We'll be in the middle 80s. So pretty nice weather as we start, November. Right now, winds are calm, 68% relative humidity. Fair skies got 48.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Today's Wall Street Journal says GE executives didn't notify the company's board until this month about its regular flying of a spare business jet for its CEO. And it didn't tell directors that GE had received an internal complaint about the practice several years ago. GE management first informed the board about the practice after the Journal reported on October 18th that former CEO Jeff Immelt had an extra aircraft follow his corporate jet on some overseas trips during much of his 16-year tenure. AkzoNobel says it's in constructive discussions with U.S. rival Axalta Coating Systems about a potential merger of their paints and coatings businesses. The Dutch Chemicals Group also says the separation of its specialty chemicals business remains on track for April and is unaffected by the potential merger. AkzoNobel adds that the possible merger with Philadelphia-based Axalta could create a leading global paints and coatings company through a merger of equals. On Wall Street, futures are mixed this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A College Station city councilman is interested in raising more sales tax and hotel occupancy tax revenue by drawing more visitors during the holidays. Jerome Rectrick was looking to tie something new to the city's Christmas in the Park display at Central Park.
Is there a way to tie this into some kind of a bigger Christmas theme that I'm calling a big wow, whatever that means, but a big wow that would draw people into College Station?
When Rectrick suggested investigating what happens at Central Park to save money, he backed off after hearing from fellow council members who included Julie Schultz.
The thing at the park needs to stay at the park, because yeah, I got yelled at a lot kids yelled at me, and they're big. Yeah. They're not even little.
Christmas in the Park opens December 1st. The Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency has announced the return of Texas A&M as a member. In a joint statement, President Michael Young says the decision follows the university's creation of a School of Innovation and what he says is the evolution of the RVP's leadership and vision. The RVP's new president, Matt Prochaska, says the university's participation will have a direct impact on the projects they're working on and will make it easier to recruit and retain top-quality industry leaders. There will be two A&M representatives on the RVP board. One is the dean of the Innovation School, Andrew Morris. The other is Associate Vice President Chad Wooten. A&M's financial contribution is the same as the other members, who are Brazos County and the cities of College Station and Bryan. The $350,000 commitment is up from $16,000 when A&M left the agency a year and a half ago. More than $20,000 in damage at CHI St. Joseph's Regional Medical Center was caused by a man in a crawl space above ceilings in the emergency room. According to Bryan Police, 36-year-old Andrew Gudea of Bryan was in the ER for treatment of smoke inhalation from a fire last Friday morning at the Relax Inn Motel on Highway 21. According to online jail records, Gudea was arrested for felony criminal mischief at the hospital, along with arson and resisting arrest. It is his fourth arrest since February and the 22nd time he's been booked in the Brazos County Jail since 1998. A Bryan man is in the Brazos County Jail for the sixth time in less than 2 years and the third time since February. 26-year-old Marcellius McGee was picked up by Bryan police, according to the arrest report, when an officer stopped a car with no front license plate or registration sticker. McGee is accused of possessing a small amount of marijuana. Officers seized almost $4,200 in cash. According to the arrest report, McGee's driving record includes 28 active suspensions. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a Caldwell man of evading arrest from DPS troopers in July of last year, then sentenced him to 20 years in prison.
According to the district attorney's office, 52-year-old James Biscamp drove through Burleson and Brazos counties at speeds at over 95 miles an hour. There was testimony that Biscamp ran multiple stoplights and stop signs, damaged a DPS patrol car, and other motorists having to take evasive action along the way. During sentencing, jurors heard about a second chase where Biscamp drove more than 100 miles an hour and forced at least one vehicle off the road in Burleson County. While spending the last 8 months in the Brazos County Jail, online records show Biscamp has served time for 11 cases in Burleson County. The DA's office says Biscamp's not eligible for parole for 10 years, and he has not gone to trial yet on three other charges from last year's incident: aggravated assault against a public servant, drug possession, and trying to hide methamphetamine. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A correction to the story earlier in the news. College Station police are investigating a person getting struck by a train last night near the intersection of Kane and Welburn Roads. According to a CSPD news release, the intersection was closed for several hours after the collision occurred around 9:30 p.m. The 50-year-old man was taken to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. No other details have been released. CSPD does believe the incident was an accident. The new district attorney in Grimes County is a familiar face. The governor has appointed Andrea Bender, who spent 15 years as the first assistant DA. Bender returns to Grimes County after serving as an assistant prosecutor in Walker County. Saturday marked the first of two special marches by the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets preceding a home football game. Commandant Joe Ramirez says it was the first time the cadets marched around West Campus.
Where we know there's a lot of tailgaters, a lot of former students out there, so we're excited about doing that.
Coming up, the cadets will have a special recognition on Veterans Day.
Our last home game, 11 November, we're going to do a review on Simpson Drill Field in honor of all of our veterans.
Last Saturday's march around West Campus included a reviewing stand on Olson Boulevard between Reed Arena and the Student Recreation Center. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 48 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Don't let them throw cans from them old pickup trucks. Don't let them throw bottles and papers and such. Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Keep your trash off the road, she's a fine yellow rose. Treat Texas like someone you love.
Lucas Nelson with a message from TxDOT.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 637. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's the weather and is sponsored by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure is going to continue to build our way today, and that results in lots of sunshine. The cold front is going to sweep towards us tonight and tomorrow, bringing cooler weather back into the region. Sunshine in 70 to 75 later today. Increasingly cloudy, breezy overnight, 45 to 50. Cloudy with a chance of showers tomorrow afternoon, highs only 55 to 60. Showers, thunderstorms tomorrow night, they'll end Wednesday, highs Wednesday 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a game for the ages last night, game five of the World Series.
And Alex lines this in the left center field. That's a base hit. Fisher around third and coming home. Ether up with the baseball. The throw to the plate. Not in time. Astros win. Astros win.
Rob Ford with the call there. Astros won it 13-12 in the bottom of the 10th. To take a 3-2 series lead over the LA Dodgers. Of course, we'll break down that game some more. Hear a little bit from the man of the hour, Alex Bregman, coming up. Also, Fighting Texas Aggie football came up on the short side Saturday, and they 35-14 loss. I had to remember that they actually scored some points. 35-14 loss to Mississippi State. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin following that game, as well as looking around Aggieland and the NFL yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
This week's a trap game. It's a trap game this week.
Trap game.
Trap game. Yep, yep.
For Auburn,
yep,
or
for A&M? Yep, for Auburn. For Auburn. Yeah, for A&M.
For A&M. Yeah. I wasn't sure, Scott.
No, it's a minefield for A&M.
It's early on.
That's right. See, yeah. But see, their deal is next week they play Georgia.
Georgia?
So they're you know.
Already looking ahead.
We could catch them focused on that.
You know, I'm starting. Not. I kind of agree with you.
Yeah,
I'm,
or
I'm
not.
Gonna lie.
Yeah, or not. We'll just see. Anyway. All right. So, what's he tweeting about this morning?
He tweeted about some stuff yesterday. A lot of, you know, the uranium deal, and then you know, fake news,
yeah.
Russia talk, that kind of thing. But 2 minutes ago, he did tweet.
All right, what do you got?
He says, report out that Obama campaign paid $972,000 to Fusion GPS. The firm also got $12 million, really, from DNC. Nobody knows who okayed it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying. Well, so that was, again, just 2 minutes ago that he tweeted that out.
And here, there's so much of this stuff that's going on. Okay, Robert Mueller apparently has an indictment ready on this Russian deal. Well, the fact that we know that ahead of time is a very, very bad thing, and in fact, that is illegal. You're not supposed to let out, before they're announced, what kind of indictments, if any, will be returned, and apparently that's laying on CNN is what they're saying.
There's also a lot of folks who are not happy that word of these charges leaked out. You got to remember, after the grand jury approved of those charges on Friday, a federal judge ordered that indictment to be sealed, meaning it was supposed to stay secret, in part to protect the investigation. On Fox News Sunday, Congressman Trey Gowdy, who's a former federal prosecutor himself, said he's frustrated that information was leaked, particularly if it came from someone on special counsel Robert Mueller's team.
Make no mistake, disclosing grand jury material is a violation of the law.
We do know several targets of the investigation so far. The two names we've heard the most about are former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
All right, so there, you got that. Let me see what else. It's just, and then there's a new Washington Post University of Maryland survey out there. 70% of U.S. Americans say that political tensions have reached a dangerously low point in U.S. America.
Oh, really?
Okay, no. Yeah, just 14% view politicians' ethics as excellent or good. Who are they? Who the hell are they? There's 14% who think their ethics are good?
I didn't think there was that many politicians in America.
Yeah, exactly. That's how many people, they're polling them. 38% of U.S. Americans in a new NBC poll say that President Trump's job performance is the worst ever. So you mentioned a couple of tweets there from the leader of the free world.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump decided to wish Lee Greenwood a happy birthday.
Right.
Yeah.
Hear about that?
Yeah, we tweeted. We talked about that on Friday.
It was the wrong Lee Greenwood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he added the.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
He talks about your beautiful song and da-da-da-da-da.
Right, right.
Okay, fine. Well, that was actually a Washington, D.C. lawyer named Lee Greenwood.
Oh,
well,
what?
So
it can get confusing sometimes on Twitter.
Especially, how many Lee Greenwoods could there
right.
be?
Right.
Yeah, well, now, at least on Wikipedia,
yeah,
it says Lee Greenwood was born on October 27th.
No, no, no. He tagged the wrong Lee Greenwood.
Oh,
right, right, right.
It was the musician Lee Greenwood's birthday, because we talked about it on the show.
Yes, we did. Right.
Right. And so he meant to do it to the musician. He just tagged the wrong person.
Yeah. So
it's like WTAW is actually a punk rock band. We are WTAW 1620.
Yeah.
But sometimes people just at WTAW, yeah, and it's like these teen kids
and
or
they,
something.
They start complaining.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I've looked him up.
Check these kids
Screamo
out.
Screamo music. Interesting.
The lawyer Lee tweeted to Jake Tapper from CNN, quote, "I get this a fair amount, but certainly not at this level." So anyway, he got it.
Being accidentally tweeted at by the president.
Yeah, really. Hey, how about Utah Senator Mitt Romney? How would that be?
Okay.
Possibility.
Right.
The incumbent now is a guy named Orrin Hatch. He reportedly has told friends he might retire and not seek re-election in 2018. Romney's still immensely popular in Utah, as well he should be. He was the guy who basically saved the Olympics, if you'll recall,
mm-hmm.
He's well respected in Utah. So we'll see if that happens.
I take it he has a home there.
Yeah, yeah, he's got homes every place.
Yeah, he's grew up in Michigan.
Yeah,
was a Massachusetts governor.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But has some Utah. It also has some Michigan actually has some Michigan background there too. Let me see if I can because we had when he was running for president. Yeah, here we go. This is from the time when he was running for president, speaking in Michigan.
I was born and raised here. I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes. Just something very special
lakes.
Here. The
yeah.
Great Lakes, but also all the little inland lakes that dot the parts of Michigan. I love cars.
Who doesn't love cars?
I love trees. They're the right height. Lakes and cars.
I like music.
I love lamp.
And you wonder why he wasn't elected president. Okay. I guess he had notes of things he needed to mention, and instead he just looked down and just used the one word little teasers that he had to do his speech.
No, anyway. I thought Minnesota was big on the lakes.
Well, they are, but I mean, Michigan's got lakes too. It's just they don't say it on their license plates.
Did you know the only non-man-made lake in Texas is Caddo Lake?
Well, no, I don't think I knew
Did
that.
Did you know that, Scott?
I guess now we do.
Now you do know.
We've got that going. Now, I know that Drain the Swamp was one of the things that the president decided that he wanted to use in his campaign because there's so many things that are going on. Have you heard about this whitefish deal? Now, it's not going to happen now, but Puerto Rico's government had come up with a deal where they were going to contract with a company called Whitefish Energy Holdings, okay, to rebuild the power grid in Puerto Rico. It was a $300 million deal. And the Whitefish Energy Holdings Company is based in Bozeman, Montana.
Okay.
Which is the hometown of the current Interior Secretary of the Trump campaign.
Oh.
Yeah. Ask me how many employees Whitefish Energy Holdings in Bozeman, Montana, who got the $300 million contract, how many employees they have? You can ask me.
How many employees do they have, Scott?
Five.
Two.
Ooh,
oh,
I overshot myself.
Even better. Well, see, in a statement, the Interior Secretary said, I had absolutely nothing to do with the Whitefish Energy receiving the contract in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And so just the fact that they have two employees and very little experience in utility work and they got a no-bid contract, I believe that would put you right in the middle of the swamp that the president wants to. And for their part, they said the Puerto Rican government made the decision. Oh, of course, there couldn't be any influence from the Trump administration.
Hey, none whatsoever. Yeah.
Hey, so hey.
I want to pick these guys, just saying.
Exactly. So I understand he wants to drain the swamp, but I also kind of seems to look like maybe they do know how to play the same game as all those other people do. And after all, it's just our tax money, right?
Right,
why,
of course.
Why should we care?
I don't care.
647.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 4th, it's tractor selection and safety. Operating farm equipment is a necessary part of agriculture, and using the right equipment safely will prevent injuries. Come learn about how to choose it and how to use it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Active gardeners learn to identify the plants in their lives simply by fragrance. Walk around any Texas landscape, smell the aroma of steeping tea. You'll be standing beneath a large sycamore tree. You'll never forget that aroma, and you'll always associate it with sycamores, even though absolutely no flowers were involved. Begging your indulgence, I'd like to describe a few of my favorite fragrant plants. Now, these are just one guy's opinions. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to save some money on it?
First book, regular price $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third books sent to the same address, only $26.95. It makes a wonderful gift. Remember, this book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is a quarter century newer. The one reference book that'll cover everything you need. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed, personally inscribed if you wish. Remember, for a limited time, $31.95 for the first book, $26.95 for the second and third. 800-752-GROW. Call 9 to 5 weekdays, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. So if we're talking about some of my favorite plants, as far as fragrance is concerned, I want to start with winter honeysuckle. It blooms in January. It's shrub form of honeysuckle. However, it is not an especially handsome shrub as shrubs go, so plant it toward the back of your garden. Set it where it will catch the winter breezes to carry its fragrance toward your door. The scientific name says it all, Lanicera fragrantissima. Then you have violas and pansies. Actually, you could also include old-fashioned violets in the same group. All bloom in late winter and into the spring, and all of them have the same heady fragrance. Use them near a door or walk. They'll fill the air with their sweet smells. And a little bit later into the early spring, pinks. Related to carnations, pinks have the same clove-like aroma. When you plant a couple of dozen of them in the same area, the fragrance will become very evident. They're great annuals in Texas conditions. Be warned, however, that their nursery stakes sometimes will describe them as perennials, but that's not true in Texas. Then I love Mexican plum. Some might find this native tree to be an unusual entry, but I have one directly off our patio courtyard. While most fruit trees aren't especially fragrant, this one is fabulous. I love it. And star jasmine follows just a little later into the spring. This is my favorite fragrance. It's a zone 8 vine, so it's adapted to part of Texas, not to all of Texas. It's a cousin, a sister to Asian jasmine, which seldom blooms. Star jasmine has bright white blossoms, look like quarter-sized pinwheels. They cover the stems in the spring and sporadically the rest of the season. Oh, they're fragrant. Old garden roses are wonderful, and you'll find a lot of great varieties of antique roses in the marketplace now, and they have a whole assortment of fragrances. I encourage you to go when they're in bloom and sniff to your heart's content. If you're in a part of Texas where Texas mountain laurel will grow well, it smells like grape Kool-Aid in the spring when it blooms, and the panicles of purple flowers are absolutely beautiful. Gardenias are a no-brainer. You knew that gardenias would be in my list of favorite fragrant plants. One that you might not have expected is Elaeagnus. It blooms in the fall. The flowers are not beautiful, but oh my goodness gracious, the fragrance of them is heavenly. I'm Neil Sperry. When you're looking for privacy in our next Plant Talk Texas, until then, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The morning at 6:52. Well, another instant classic in the World Series last night.
And Alex lines this in the left center field. That's a base hit. Fisher around third and coming home. Ether up with the baseball. The throw to the plate. Not in time. Astros win. Astros win. Alex Bregman comes through with a walk-off RBI single. And the Astros win 13-12 in 10. They lead the World Series 3-2.
Rob Ford with the call on Astros radio. Alex Bregman smacked an RBI single off of Kenley Jansen in the bottom of the 10th, and the Astros walked off against the Dodgers to give themselves a 3-2 series lead.
I was looking for something down in the zone that I could stay on top of, and Skip pinch ran from McCann, put Fisher in, and as soon as it left my bat, I knew that Fisher would score. He's probably the fastest guy in baseball.
That's Bregman on his game-winning hit. Now, the lead changed hands 8 times, and 7 more home runs were hit in the game, raising the World Series total to a record 22. Game 6 is slated for tomorrow night out in L.A. Some quick high school football scores from the weekend. A&M Consolidated blew past Waco University 49-3. College Station rolled past Waco 52-14, and Rudder topped Bryan 35-28. Navasota pitched a 24-0 shutout over Cleveland. St. Joe's was blanked by Central Texas Christian 55-0. Brazos Christian fell to Riker Catholic 41-20, and Allen Academy came up short to Covenant Christian 47-14. Now, in sticking with high school sports, the A&M Consolidated Tennis Team will take on Highland Park in the 5A State Championship this week. Things underway November 1st at the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center. Fighting Texas Aggie football took one on the chin Saturday, falling to Mississippi State 35-17 at Kyle Field. Now, the Ags started out hot but fizzled quickly. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin.
You know, I thought that we were ready to go. I thought, you know, we started with energy. Obviously, our execution was not anywhere where it needed to be offensively.
The Aggie offense had a rough night, generating just 33 total yards in the first half. To get more of Coach Sumlin's take after the loss, as well as this Saturday's game against number 16 Auburn, tune into the Coach Kevin Sumlin radio show tonight from 7 to 8, right here on WTAW. Russell Wilson found Jimmy Graham in the end zone with 21 seconds left, and then the Seattle Seahawks rallied to nip the Houston Texans 41-38 yesterday. Wilson finished the day with a career-high 452 yards passing and four touchdowns. Meanwhile, his rookie counterpart, Deshaun Watson, tossed for 402 yards and four touchdowns, but he also threw three picks.
No, I'm going to blame myself. I'm blaming the quarterback. Maybe we could have gotten a different play or something, but, you know, just live and learn from it, you know. So watch the film, correct the mistakes, and then, you know, get back on track.
Now, Watson also led the Texans in rushing with 67 yards as Houston falls to 3-4 on the season. Ezekiel Elliott ran for 150 yards and two touchdowns, and the Dallas Cowboys took advantage of a blocked field goal return and three turnovers to beat the Washington Redskins 33-19 on a rainy Sunday in D.C.
That weather was tough out there. Not only was it rainy, it was cold. So, you know, late in the game, it was tougher and tougher. I mean, that last drive when we were trying to run a timeout, I mean, I barely could hold on to the ball even with two hands.
Zeke, after the win, now newly signed kicker Mike Nugent, filling in for the injured Dan Bailey, connected on 4 of 5 field goal attempts as Dallas improves to 4-3 on the year and moves into sole possession of second place in the NFC East. The lone NBA Lone Star team in action yesterday was the San Antonio Spurs, who fell to Indiana 97-94. They'll try to bounce back tonight when they visit the Boston Celtics at 6:30. Meanwhile, the Houston Rockets are at home to the Philadelphia 76ers at 7, and Dallas heads to Utah at 8. Now, the Stars will be on the road this evening as they pay a visit to the Vancouver Canucks at 9. And out on the gridiron, the Denver Broncos are in KC, taking on the Chiefs at 7:25. Broadcast will be over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Okay, did you see any of the Seattle-Houston game?
Yeah, I saw the very end of it.
Yeah, same thing. I did, too. Shane Lechler punched the ball 63 yards, okay? And he'd averaged like over 50, I think, for the game.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's 41 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
He still got it.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is, you know, it's called the Ray Guy Award, and Shane Lechler actually has a better history as a punter.
Than Ray Guy. Maybe we should change the name.
Yeah, well, they won't.
Or get a new one.
Yeah, we won't.
Shane Lechler Award.
I'm thinking he probably ought to make the Hall of Fame.
You would think.
Yeah. Punters don't, and Ray Guy's the only one who has, I think.
Okay.
But amazing. But now, you youngs, you know who George Blanda was?
Yes.
And, you know, George punted, I think, until he was 47.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a quarterback and then started punting.
Quarterback for a little while for the Oilers, and then after that he went to the Oakland Raiders, who seems to like punters.
They like punters.
Yeah, but again, 63 yards when he needed to, and still Seattle came back and won. But again, not a pro football fan, but that was Seattle. And to be able to do that in Seattle, that what's that quarterback's name who plays for the Texans?
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he's something. He really
is for a rookie.
Yeah, guy's like, what, 21, 22 years old?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know he's supposed to be nervous, I guess. I don't know. It's complimented.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jackie Voss, Allstate Insurance, Jason Bianski, BCR Realtor, Fast Signs, Kelly Burt Dozer, Intech Pest Management, Service Insurance Group, Citizen State Bank, Glockson Family Partnership, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Strata Auto Repair, Reedfield Meats and Deli, Prosperity Bank, and Burnside Services, Inc.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Howdy, I'm Linda Harvell, and I'm running for re-election to the College Station City Council, and I would appreciate your vote. As a sole proprietor of a small business, the Texas Trading Post, I understand the importance of creating a business-friendly environment in College Station. I will continue to to work diligently for well-planned, balanced, and sustainable growth while supporting neighborhood integrity and our quality of life. Please vote to re-elect me, Linda Harvell, for College Station City Council. For more, go to VoteLinda.org.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign, Ben White Treasurer. Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Bedice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
Got some weather out there. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. It's the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. It's going to be 79 degrees today. I mean, we're going to add another 30-plus degrees to the temperature right now. And winds out of the south at 5 to 10. 66 tonight. Chance of rain rolling into the forecast at 40% on Tuesday as the winds will come around to the northeast for a day. Then 80% chance of rain Tuesday night, 60% on Wednesday. And we're back up to 85 on Thursday. Again, 48 now. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Bryant.